Good evening, welcome to the Portland City Council. We are in evening session at 6 p.m. Wednesday, September 16th, 2009. We are coming back from recess. Sue, would you please call the roll?
Saltzman. Leonard.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Adams.
Here. Quorum is assembled. Could you please read the title for the time certain, Council Calendar Item 1320.
Summer Youth Corps Report to Council.
All righty. Reese, would you please come forward? So it is indeed my honor to present for council consideration a report for their acceptance that details the public-private multi-jurisdictional approach to providing summer programs that give the youth of Multnomah County, Portland and Multnomah County, access to summer school, academic remediation, also a workplace and college visitation experience, and jobs. And we were able to leverage a lot of private sector investments because of a very collaborative effort among a lot of jurisdictions, public jurisdictions that you're going to hear about today. I want to upfront acknowledge my co-chair in this effort, the co-chair of the Education Cabinet, Multnomah County Chair Ted Wheeler, who has been key. Where is the chair? Come on up. And I also want to acknowledge the, please come up. I also want to acknowledge the school districts, and all of which the superintendents and their staff have been incredibly important, obviously, and also a lot of non-governmental organizations as well. So, maybe, Mr. Chair, if you wouldn't mind sort of starting off with your impressions of the work underway.
Well, I'll be brief because we're here today to hear the presentations of our partners who've done a tremendous amount of work. But first, Mayor, I want to acknowledge your leadership on this effort. I think we had a tremendous summer. When we started some of these efforts last spring, we were short on time. We had an ambitious agenda. It included engaging kids who are making that transition from eighth to ninth grade, which is a critical transition period. And in a very short period of time, we were able to engage not only the different jurisdictions, but as well the school districts, private sector partners, community organizations, faith-based organizations, other people who are very interested in the success of our youth in this community. And we were pointedly acknowledging key statistics around school retention. And your leadership is what made that a possibility. The county was very proud to be a partner in this effort, and we're very pleased with the community response to school retention, which is not a city issue or a county issue or a school district issue. It is a community issue. And the creation of the cabinet acknowledges that we really have to address these issues together. And over the course of the summer, having 1,000 kids engaged in the ninth grade counts program, 500 kids engaged in the Summer Youth Corps program to get direct experience with both post-secondary education and job opportunities was tremendous. And the most important feedback, of course, is the feedback we got from the kids themselves. And it's been universally positive and successful. And that's why our partners are ready to continue to work hard on this, why there are more private sector corporations who are willing to step forward and express their support, and why we at Multnomah County wish to continue to work very closely and collaboratively with the City of Portland under your leadership to continue to make this program a success. So for my part, it's been a uniquely positive experience and a strong partnership, and I want to thank you, Mayor.
Well, I want to thank you, Chair. I mean, I don't think the general public or even necessarily the City Council realizes the tens of millions of dollars that the county invests in, among other things, Sun Schools program. And that has been a fantastic foundation on which to build these other efforts. And you've been at that longer than I've been mayor. So thank you for your efforts as well.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Reese, you want to give us a quick overview?
I will. Mayor, Commissioners, for the record, my name is Reese Lord. I'm part of the mayor's education team. As the mayor and the chair emphasized, this is a community effort being led by the Education Cabinet. In addition to Chair Wheeler, I'd like to recognize Martine Gonzalez and Doug Wells, who are here tonight as part of the Cabinet.
Where are you? There's Doug Wells. Where's Martine? School board member. Thank you.
This work comes out of the research by Connected by 25 that allows us to identify by name students who are most likely to disconnect from school and when. And what we do know is we lose a lot of kids during the summer transition, especially from 8th to 9th grade. And so this strategy focuses resources during the summer months while aligning with ongoing reforms during the school year. Again, it's a community effort. There are over 76 organizations that hosted visits this summer, including Keene and the Multnomah Bar Association that I'll speak to you tonight. It's both a city and county government effort, and I think I'd be remiss if we didn't recognize the significant support from individual bureaus, both as coaches, career site hosts, and placement opportunities for the interns. I want to start out with just to give you an overview, and so I've put together this sheet here for the commissioners. An overview of the Youth Corps sequence. Again, this is a four-year series of interventions targeted at high school students during the crucial summer months. The first step in the sequence is the career and college explorations, where students are participating in college and career site visits, we'll hear from. The second step is the internship pilot that we program that we piloted this summer, and then it works into the 11th grade level and beyond the Youth Summer Works program that's being led by Work Systems. So in terms of the agenda, we'll hear from all three programs. We'll hear both from adults who, individuals and organizations who have partnered in this work, as well as the youth who participated. And so with that, I'd like to introduce Nate Washul from the Schools Foundation, as well as Todd Diskin, to talk to you a little bit about the Career and College Exploration Program.
Good evening, Nate. Good evening, Todd. Now, Council, when we did the contribution to Portland Schools Foundation, this might be a slight repeat for them, but for others in the audience, we'll give a quick overview of ninth grade counts and career and college exploration.
So I'm Nate Washul with the Portland Schools Foundation. Thanks for having us here today, and thank you for the support that you've added to the community this year. As I presented to you recently, Ninth Grade Counts aims to create a bridge for students who are off track in middle school to help them enter high school closer to being on track so that they're ready to succeed. Why? Because we know that any student who in ninth grade fails one of their core classes is four times more likely than their peers to drop out, to not graduate. So as Reese said, we were able to work with districts to identify who are kids who are likely to fail a class in ninth grade, and how do we help create that bridge? This summer, we built a network of 22 community-based organizations and school districts who said, we want to help, and we want to bring our resources to the table along with others to address this problem. We're going to hear in depth today about the 13 of those 22 programs who were able to access an additional resource, which was the Youth Corps Career and College Exploration component. The core of all these programs were that they committed to deliver academic readiness and high school support skills with students who were coming into ninth grade, including note-taking, organizational skills, as well as basic literacy and numeracy support. In addition to that, through the Ninth Grade Counts Network, we were able to offer them staff support in the form of 36 full-time AmeriCorps members who went out to their sites and delivered more than 14,000 hours of direct support to students, as well as, and this is the unique piece, this is the piece that you're going to hear about in depth today, as well as providing an opportunity for those students to actually start building a vision for what's next. And that happened by buses showing up for these students, taking them to businesses like Keene and others, and also taking them to college sites. You'll have an opportunity to hear in depth about what that looked like for organizations like NEA, like SEI, like Neighborhood House here in a minute. But I just want to say on behalf of the Ninth Grade Counts Network that represents 22 programs, school districts across the county, thank you for the investment that you've made in helping these students build a vision for what's on the other side of 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th and 12th grade, what's waiting for me in terms of a career and in terms of college.
Thank you, Nate. Todd?
My name is Todd Diskin, and I work in the Office of the Mayor and the Education Team. And this summer I had the privilege to be the Youth Corps Coordinator. I was brought in with some experience in working as a Sun School Coordinator, so I have some operational background in this, and this is one of the most amazing interventions that I've had a chance to be a part of. So tonight I'd like to share with you some data, a little bit of stories, and the impact that the Youth Corps Career and College Explorations had on the 440 youth in the city of Portland and Multnomah County. And so I'd like to begin with a little bit about what the program looked like on the ground for these students. As Nate said, our goal was to work primarily with youth who are transitioning from 8th grade into 9th grade and provide them with the necessary supports and helping them as they kind of navigate into the high school. So on any given Wednesday or Friday, you might see hundreds of youth who would load onto yellow school buses and make their way out to career and college sites where they would see, hear, and experience employment and educational opportunities available to them locally. All the students in Youth Corps experienced high growth and high demand occupational pathway jobs, which include industrial and engineering jobs, health, arts and communications, business, human services, and natural resources. Through these experiences and the stories shared by those who engaged in the work or learning, a picture began to form in the mind of the students of opportunities and possibilities available to them. In the end, we had 58 businesses and community organizations, along with 18 college and post-secondary institutions, who combined to provide 135 site visits. So not only did these organizations and institutions provide their space, their time, and their staff, but in many cases, they also provided lunch and other mementos to their groups. And tonight, you're going to hear from Josh Ross from Stolburn and Chris Enlow from Keene Footwear, who will share more about what their organization's experience was with Youth Corps. Additionally, I'd like to express my sincere gratitude to Campus Compact, who was an amazing help in helping connect us to the colleges and the college experiences and the post-secondary opportunities. I'm proud to say that in a very short period of time, we were able to accomplish some very amazing things. Youth Corp helped to build capacity for existing programs to do what they do best with greater resources and supports. In a few moments, you're going to hear from Oscar Arana from the Native American Youth and Family Center about his organization's Youth Corp experience this summer. In order to deepen the connections being made between the youth and the site host, volunteer coaches were enlisted. These coaches came from many parts of the city, including the faith community and our city bureaus. One day a week, adult volunteers committed to make what students were learning relevant. 72 volunteers went through our coaches training, and 54 coaches were assigned to different programs around the county. Our volunteer coaches were the heart and the soul of the program. It's through these caring relationships that the program was able to help the students feel more comfortable in what they were experiencing, in addition to supporting the program staff and their goals. Many of these volunteers had made commitments to stay in touch with the programs and the youth that they built relationships with over the summer. Holly Hendricks is here tonight to share with you her experience as a coach. And finally, it was the commitment of the youth in the program that really made the difference. 440 youth made the decision to get up every day during their summer break, make their education and their ninth grade year count. Students received bus passes to get them to the program every day. And upon completion of the program, they received a $100 incentive card. But as our students' representatives from SEI will tell you tonight, those incentives might help you get in the door, but it's not what's going to keep you coming back. It's going to be the relationships of the program staff, the coaches, the site hosts, and the students that they had made friends with that made the youth corps experience memorable to them. So we learned a lot in a very short period of time. We've heard a lot of stories of the successes of youth corps had on the summer and the stories that you'll hear soon. We'll also know a lot more about how the effect of youth corps when we get our evaluations back in November. Having compiled the student surveys and spent time with coaches, site hosts, and program staff, it has come to my attention that much of the early success is in the collaborations that were developed and the supports to our community partners. We have also learned many things to improve upon next year as we begin to plan for the summer of 2010. We'll be able to more fully develop and implement our transportation plan, increase the quantity and quality of our communications between all the entities involved, and provide even more structure and support to our site hosts. So I'd like to now turn it over to our panel of adults who will share their youth corps experiences with you. Would you like me to introduce them?
Josh.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and start with Josh Ross of Stolburn and Chris Enlow of Keen Footwear.
Good evening. Welcome to the City Council. Glad you're here. You just need to give us your first and last name for the record.
Sure. Mr. Mayor and members of the council, my name is Josh Ross. I'm an attorney at the Stolburn firm here in Portland, and I'm also a member of the Multnomah Bar Association's Young Lawyers section, and I serve on that section's Futures Committee. I'm honored to be here today to share with you our experience this summer with the Youth Corps. The Futures Committee is one of many YLS committees that engages in a variety of public interest projects and is charged, as its name implies, with addressing futures issues and specifically professional satisfaction issues in the bar. When our committee learned about the Youth Corps program, it made perfect sense for us to participate. First, and as we've heard today, and I'm sure we'll hear more about it, it's simply a terrific program that benefits our community in a big way, and it just made sense for the legal community to be part of that effort. And that's the obvious, easy reason. The second reason comes perhaps from more selfish interests. Young lawyers in this state have voiced substantial concerns about the bar's lack of diversity, and my committee believes that one effective way to promote diversity is to reach out to young people here in our own community and to encourage them to seriously look at legal professions and to begin planning early to reach that goal. So last summer, we planned a legal professions day for the Youth Corps participants. During the first part of the day, which was generously hosted by the Davis Wright Tremaine firm, about 20 Reynolds High School ninth graders met with lawyers, paralegals, legal secretaries, IT specialists, legal recruiting staff, and law librarians to hear the ins and outs of those professions. The students had the opportunity in small groups to make a connection with a person in the legal field and to hear about their professional lives. The students also toured the Davis Wright offices and saw in person how different aspects of a law firm works, from the partner's corner office to the photocopy center, to the mailroom, to the lunchroom, and to the billing department. The second half of the day was spent at the Multnomah County Courthouse having lunch with Judge Adrian Nelson and Michael Reese, who's a lawyer at the Public Defender's Office. And there the students heard about life in the courtroom. And Judge Nelson, who I understand is the only African-American woman judge in the state, graciously shared with the students her remarkable story and encouraged them to work hard. And I know that Judge Nelson's message really inspired the students. And as the Oregonian reported last month, that part of the visit really had a particularly strong impact on them. From our committee's perspective, the Legal Professions Day was a success because we were able to give the students the chance to hear about different types of legal professions and how each of those professions has different demands and challenges and is rewarding in its own way. We hope that the visit had an impact on the students, certainly in the broad sense that we had the opportunity to see in action another industry, but also that by personally connecting with the students and showing them firsthand what the legal profession offers, that some of the students really will sit down and think about their future as a legal professional. I really think the Youth Corps program was a terrific success this summer. Mayor, hats off to your staff who did a tremendous, tremendous job coordinating everything. And on behalf of the Futures Committee, we really look forward to participating in the program in future years. Thank you.
Thank you, Josh, very much. Chris?
Mayor Adams, Commissioners, thanks for the opportunity. My name is Chris Enlow. I work for a company called Keen Footwear. We make shoes, bags, and socks, and I oversee corporate social responsibility. That's my role.
And you're a Portland-based company.
Portland-based company. Let me thank you very much, Mayor Adams. Portland-based company, and we do have two subsidiaries, Keen Canada and Keen Europe. We do distribute globally, but the vast majority of our businesses in the United States. So three things here I want to highlight. First off, why do we get involved? And really simply put, our company is kind of a part of that new genre of business. It's just a part of our ethos, just this concept of inclusivity and being engaged in our local community. And it's in this program in particular is just a simple way for us to actually kind of lock hand in hand and meet folks out there, specifically youth. And for our company, we look at responsibility in our community from community, environment, and growth. Growth, doing a great job. We're growing year over year. I'm not going to say how much, but we're doing very well. Environment, we're really taking a considered look at what we do in terms of sourcing our materials, shipping our goods, to how we sell our products at the REI store on 14th over there. And then in community, you know, we do good work here locally. We give back. We work with Forest Park Conservancy as a good example, you know, check writing. But also important is this concept of being inclusive and engaged. And this program really allowed us to kind of open our doors and work with local youth. And, you know, for us, you know, the kids are the future. They will be working at our company 10 years from now, you know, 16, 26. It's going to happen. So, you know, what do we do? Hopefully we had fun. That was our fundamental goal. Our president spent the first hour with them talking about our business, what do, how we make shoes, and then kind of brought in the different roles, the different personalities that are required of that business. And then they went into shoe school, and they actually designed their own shoes, and two of the top designs got their shoes made for them specifically. I mean, real deal shoes. It was a pretty cool process. Then we did speed dating. We took 14 folks from our staff, people that younger, maybe dropped out of school, go back to school, similar issues that I think some of these kids might be feeling today, and did a one-on-one with some preset questions and spent 3 minutes and just went around the room, and each student got to know. And I think that made a really good impact. And then ended with pizza, Hot Lips, which was probably the best part of the day. And then in closing, the third thing, you know, why should more businesses get involved? First and foremost, there's two parts to this kind of why businesses should get involved is for the kids, it gives them an opportunity so when they make that decision down the road to like, am I going to go on to school? Am I going to do this? Am I going to do that? They can weigh an experience they had. It's like, well, I remember back when I was at Keene and I talked to that student and said they were struggling. It's like it helps them have a more informed opinion of why they make a choice, why they might or might not go to school in the future based on these types of experiences. And then, you know, for me personally, what really shed light on is like there's always a wall in between. You do your schoolwork, you just study, you graduate, and then you get the job. You know, this 4-year process is going to help kind of bridge that gap. That oftentimes you're like, why the heck am I learning this algebra? And case in point, last week I had to do algebra-related questions around retail math to be able to talk with retailers about product, which is basic algebra, and I struggled. So, thank you.
You needed Youth Corps.
I did.
Very good. Thank you, gentlemen. I'd like to call forward Oscar Arena from NEA, as well as Holly Hendricks, to share their perspective.
Good evening. Welcome to the City Council. We're glad you're here.
You said your name first.
Good evening, Commissioners, Mayor Adams. My name is Oscar Arana, and I manage youth programs for the Native American Youth and Family Center, also known as NEA. One of the youth programs I was honored to manage this summer was our Summer Leaders Program, which focused on serving 8th-grade students transitioning into high school. NEA has been organizing youth programs for many years, but one of the reasons this summer's programming was so successful was due to all the partners that were involved. The support and resources we received from partners like the Portland Multnomah Youth Corps and Portland Schools Foundation enabled us to provide more services to youth and serve more students. Through our partnership, we were able to provide TriMet bus passes to each student during July and August and offer them a $100 stipend to all those who completed the program. These two incentives helped us recruit and retain students, as most of them use public transportation and travel from places like St. John's and outer southeast Portland to our center in northeast Portland. We were also able to recruit two AmeriCorps VISTA volunteers who were an integral part of our programming. Both were young role models from the Native community, one still in college and the other a recent college graduate who was once a Naya youth. It was extremely positive for the students to see these volunteers working with them simply because they cared about making a positive impact in their lives. Youth Corps did an excellent job coordinating career exploration and college visits for students. The college visits made students start thinking about college as a future possibility. Students began asking questions like, how much does college cost? And how can I pay for college? And what classes do I need to take to go to college? These visits planted a seed early on in our students' life, which can potentially grow and become a reality. We are now working to ensure that our students receive high school credit for participating in our program. This is extremely important as most of our students are at risk of not graduating on time or at all. By participating in our program, we were able to give students a head start, which could later become a big difference in their lives. This tangible outcome that proves that students accomplished something this summer is what truly ensures the program's mission of increasing the graduation rate. While program details need to be adjusted as we move forward, it is crucial that we continue providing these opportunities for youth. NAYA gladly hosted the debrief session for all the ninth grade counts and Youth Corps partners on August 20th, where we discussed challenges and improvements and successes of the program. It is good to know that everyone involved welcomes feedback to further improve our services. And I'll share one anecdote to wrap things up. One of the college visits we did this summer was to the Northwest College of Construction. I received a telephone call from a parent who was extremely happy that her child came home and told her about every detail of his day that day. He told her that now he wanted a career in construction, and that parent said to me that that was the first time her son had spoken positively about his future. So thank you for helping make my job worthwhile and enjoyable, and for your commitment and effort in decreasing the high school dropout rate.
Thank you, Holly.
Good evening, Mayor Adams and commissioners. My name is Holly Hendricks. I had the privilege this summer of participating as a volunteer coach in the Summer Youth Corps Ninth Grade Counts program. I spent four Fridays this summer with Ahmed, Brittany, Dallas, Eduardo, Jessica, Jordan M., Jordan S., Leisha, Robert, Rosie, Sam, Sasha, Seamus, Selena, and Steven. They all attend Wilson High School, and they're all very good kids. We had the chance to visit some local college campuses in the Portland metro area. We took tours of Mount Hood Community College, Western States Chiropractic College, and my alma mater, Portland State. We also had site visits with several Portland area employers, like OHSU's Family Clinic in the Richmond neighborhood. We toured the Portland International Airport and spent the morning at a very cool advertising agency in Old Town called Coates Cokes. These employers deserve a very big thank you for giving so much to these kids. I first heard about the Ninth Grade Counts program in early June while sitting in church at Trinity Episcopal Cathedral. A staff person from the mayor's office made an announcement that they were looking for volunteers who would be willing to act as mentors to incoming ninth grade students. I was immediately interested. I had been suffering from the empty nest syndrome since my only child left for college 3 years ago. I missed the energy and enthusiasm present with young people in the house. I was impressed with what I heard of the Youth Corps program. They did a great job of training us prior to the start. I didn't have any grand expectations, but I thought it could turn out to be quite valuable. I think these kids learned this summer that people who continue their education have more control over their lives and have more choices in life. If they determine they want to go to college, they learned that their high school record will have an impact on where they go to college. Many of these kids didn't know what a grade point average was, and now they do. Because of ninth grade counts, the kids in my group now have the extra knowledge of insight and experience. They essentially have insider information and now have an advantage that didn't exist prior to the beginning of the summer. They know that they're a community college that can provide them with a quality, affordable place to start a college career. They also know that it's not enough to simply dream or fantasize about how to have an exceptional life. There are things they have to do to cause it to happen, or at least to hedge their bets. What I would like you all to know is that this was a terrific opportunity for me, and I appreciated being involved. More importantly, I think this was a terrific opportunity for the kids. If there's only one person out of the 15 who decides to continue their education or training after high school as a result of Portland Youth Corps, then I would call this the program a success. My belief is that it positively impacted every one of those kids. I'll be very curious to hear how they continue through their high school years. I want to acknowledge Neighborhood House and Francisco Hernandez for the good work they're doing at Robert Gray Middle School and at Wilson High School. I was really impressed with Francisco. He did an excellent job. I will most likely volunteer again next year, if not sooner, at Neighborhood House. This program is an investment in a community resource that will reap dividends in the future. Thank you.
Thank you both for your great work. Commissioner Fritz.
I have a question. Are you able to keep in touch with your students by email?
No, that wasn't. I certainly could contact Francisco, and I'm sure he would forward my message to the kids.
I would recommend that you do that. That's one of my regrets from tutoring in public schools, that I didn't keep in touch with some of the students, and so you don't sometimes get to find out what they're doing, and
right.
They don't have your contact information either. So obviously it would need to be voluntary, but the relationships that you establish in a program like this, and mm-hmm. I'm sure that they appreciated your mentoring as much as you appreciated their energy, so I'd encourage you to do that. Thank you very much for your service.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to call forward Whitney Alexander, a youth who went through the Self-Enhancement, Inc. Freshman Boost program.
Good evening. Welcome to the City Council. We're glad you're here.
Hi, I'm Whitney Alexander. I'm a freshman at Benson Polytech High School. During the summer program of SEI, I participated in ninth grade council program. Ninth grade council program exposed students to different colleges and careers. As a result, from visiting different colleges and businesses, I was exposed to different things and what people are doing in the community and how they are helping others. I think this program helps students think about what they want to do later on in life and what colleges they want to attend. By attending ninth grade council, it helped me choose different careers and different colleges, and going to the right path and the right place in life and the road to success.
Well, thank you very much for your excellent testimony. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
So that was the career and college exploration, which is, again, the first step in this sequence. I'd like to call forward Jane Ames, Tiffany Penson, and son Cetarin from ERCO to briefly give an overview of the internship program, and then we'll hear from adults and students in that program as well.
Good evening. Welcome back to the City Council.
Hi. I'm Jane Ames from the Mayor's Office on the education team, and I was the Mayor's Office Project Manager for the Youth Corps Credit Recovery and Internship Program. The students who enter 10th grade behind on the number of credits that will get them to graduation in 4 years are four times more likely to drop out of school. So students who are connected to supportive and engaged adults who experience success in jobs and activities and who understand the world of work because they have worked during the summers or at jobs after school are much more likely to complete high school and move into the world of work and further education or training. The Youth Corps interventions, all of them actually, were designed very intentionally to help fill the gaps in existing programs and services to help our youth succeed. The availability for youth to complete credit recovery during the summers is very uneven throughout the districts in Multnomah County and is often prohibitively expensive. Students have trouble finding summer jobs, and especially jobs that provide a real glimpse into the opportunities that are available if they pursue further education or training. So our efforts were designed to help fill these gaps. And our they are directed to, they were specifically directed at youth who we understood to be at higher risk because they did need to retrieve credits. So I wanted to say just two more things, and then I want to introduce Tiffany and Sun. We have a plan to grow this program next year to include not just 25 from this pilot project, to grow it up to 500 by building on the involvement that you have seen is very willing out there in our business community to sponsor our youth in these opportunities. The other is, this was a great opportunity, and I think of the word synergy in all of these efforts. We're looking at all of us together have been able to provide what none of us alone could do, and it's been a real honor to be involved with this, a real honor. So I would like to introduce Tiffany Pinson, who is the program coordinator for the internships within our bureaus. And then I'll, or should I do Sun? Should we go with Sun first?
No, I want to.
You want to be, all right.
Never shy.
Actually, I'm feeling quite shy right now. Hi, Mayor Adams and Commissioners, Commissioner Leonard, everyone else. Good evening. My name is Tiffany Pinson. On behalf of the Mayor's Office, I recently had the pleasure of working as the Bureau Support Manager for the Youth Corps Pilot Program. I worked under the leadership of Mayor Adams Education Strategies Coordinator, Jane Ames. With that leadership, we designed and established a program to target, improve, and cut the dropout rate of at-risk youth in half by 2013. In addition, the program was designed to connect the at-risk youth to school, work, and our communities. 25 regular students and 10 alternate students were chosen to participate in the Benson Summer Scholars Program. Each student completed 25 hours of job readiness training. Upon completion of the training, 25 youth advanced to a 6-week paid internship with the City of Portland. At the end of the program, a survey was conducted, and the youth agreed that the caring adults, the Bureau Support Manager, the ERCO Program Coordinator and Counselor, and the City of Portland coaches provided them with a great experience. The staff provided support, constructive feedback, appreciation for the youth's contribution to their bureaus, which resulted in a valuable working experience for both youth and staff. In addition, the youth developed skills to help motivate them to perform better academically, successfully graduate high school, and begin thinking about college and possible future career options. I felt it was important to expose the youth to other opportunities crucial to achieving future successes. For example, opening a bank account. We partnered with United Credit Union, who provided the youth with their first $5 to open their savings account, and gave us an Understanding Your Credit seminar, which was an excellent introduction to the importance of establishing and maintaining good credit, and useful to both the children and the adults. Other exciting opportunities we added to the program was visiting OMSI, the crime scene investigation exhibit, the Portland Aerial Tram Tour, Grand Central Bowling Celebration Party and Food hosted by John Plew, the owner of Grand Central. And in addition, we also celebrated birthdays with soccer tickets, signed memorabilia from the Portland Trail Blazers, and lunch at Ringside Steakhouse. The Youth Corps program was very inclusive, addressing additional issues that at-risk youth face. For example, having appropriate clothing attire for work. We provided bus passes for transportation to summer school and work, and if needed, Sunshine Division vouchers for food and clothing were provided by Officer Aubrey Robinson. In conclusion to the program, a survey including feedback from the youth stated that all the youth found the program valuable, would recommend the program to a friend, and are interested in participating in future Youth Corps summer internship programs. The City of Portland coordinators and coaches agreed that Youth Corps program was a positive way to engage youth and involve staff. So with that being said, the goal moving forward to expanding the program should be to keep what works, make room for process improvements identified by youth and staff, and look forward to the success of a much larger program that will serve a much larger number of youth. Some key messages that I would like to leave with you about the program are: academic credit recovery provides youth with the following: an opportunity to turn a negative into a positive and enter into the new school year feeling confident and free of worry about previously failed classes, gives the youth confidence that they can achieve any goal they set their mind to, regardless of their start. This lets them know your start does not determine how strong you finish. And lastly, steer youth away from wanting to drop out of school because they are behind in credits, providing summer school as a solution not far from their reach. On a personal note, for those of you that have never worked with youth, it is the most rewarding work that I have personally been involved in. The youth are so vibrant and exciting to be around in the workplace. Engaging youth can only better our organization by bringing in diversity, contributing to the city's future succession planning, and building the future of our city. Thank you, Mayor Adams, commissioners, youth, staff, and business partners for your participation and hard work toward making this a successful pilot program. Thank you.
All right.
Well, thank you for your great work, and thanks to Commissioner Leonard for letting us recruit you away from his
thank
bureau.
You.
Thank you very thank much. You. I would also like to introduce Sunse Turn, who is a career counselor from ERCO. ERCO coordinated the program overall from the youth side, doing all the hiring, Sun will tell you. And Tatiana Galina was the project coordinator at ERCO. She is right now in Russia visiting family, so she couldn't make it back for this evening. So, Sun, please take it away.
My name is Sunse Turn. Mayor Adams, commissioners, thank you so much for this opportunity. I'll be honest, I'm really tired. It's Wednesday, but it feels like Friday. So I really empathize with you guys. I commend you for your efforts and your hard work and your support and care throughout this summer, working with the youth and providing the great opportunities. Thank you so much. I'll be honest, I'm going to try to speak from the heart. I don't have any fancy notes, because truly that is where these kids touched me this summer. As Jane said, I was a career counselor for ERCO this summer. I was in charge of job readiness training, in which the students, the participants, 35 of them, 35 participated in Portland Multnomah Youth Corps this summer. 25 main participants and 10 alternates, just in case something happened. In order for the students to participate in the internship, they had to pass summer school over at Benson High School. And, Greg Newman is not here, but he is the summer scholars principal, and he did an amazing job and was very gracious in terms of coordinating with his staff and being very patient and providing us with absences, and he continued to notify us in terms of how the kids were doing in school. But prior to the internship, the students all participated in 25 hours of what we call JRT, or job readiness training. Our hope was that we could equip them with the proper tools and the knowledge to succeed at the workplace. Most students were 15, a couple were 14. We had one that was 16 and one that was 17, but the average was about 15. So most of them have never worked before, so they really weren't know what they were getting into. And so our goal was to prepare them as best we could by spending a few days on work communication and professionalism. We taught them how to write resumes, how to prepare for job interviews. And one day, the representatives from the bureaus all came in, and then we had a mini job fair. And that was one of my favorite days of JRT. It was a great day for both the students and the supervisor to get to know each other and to interact. And, it was great. JRT was very beneficial for the students. As Jane referred to earlier, this was a pilot project, and I really had no idea what I was getting into. But what I, as I said before, this program has really exceeded my expectations and has surpassed, you know, everything that I ever thought it could be. Thanks to you guys, and thanks to the students. I really commend the students. There are a few of them here, and that's what it's really all about, the students. And the students were able to receive credit, and a majority of them even received additional work experience credit through the various districts, Centennial, Portland Public Schools, Gresham Barlow, David Douglas, and Park Rose, the five participating districts. And the supervisors, I also want to commend the supervisors. They were very patient. They did an amazing job communicating with us, with Jane, with Tiffany. If there were any issues, there weren't too many issues because, as Jane described, the first day she met them, they were shy and timid. But midweek during training, she said they were completely transformed. I believe those were your words. So I commend everybody. I commend you guys, the supervisors. And once again, it just goes back to the students, and that's why we're doing this, and thank you so much.
Thank you for your great work.
Thank you, and I also want to add the respect and appreciation that I feel for all the people throughout the bureaus who really, you know, when people say what the beauty of the word teacher is, I think that a lot of people who work for us in the city really hold the sense of the spirit of what a real public servant is, and the people that worked with our youth this summer so demonstrated that. They did their own work and reached out to the youth as well. It was fabulous.
And with that, yes. I'd like to call forward George Weatheroy, Taryn Meyer, and Kendall Gustafson to share their experience briefly with you.
Good evening. Welcome to Council Chambers. We're glad you're here.
Thank you, Tiffany, for the help and support. Greetings, Commissioners and Mayor Adams. My name is Kendall Gustafson. I work at the front desk in the Water Bureau Operations Department. Now I have to breathe.
You're doing great.
The day I met our new intern, Nate Hodson, in Room C, second floor of the Portland Building, he walked with me to the car to begin a journey with this program. This is hard. I could get no eye contact. He walked slowly. His chin was on his chest. His attitude was, what have I done to my summer vacation? It was as if he were thinking, my parents are bosses. My teachers are bosses. Now I have a job with more bosses, and I hate authority. He looked as if he were drooping and withered. Attempts at conversation with Nate were at first awkward. I would ask a question, get a short, clipped answer, and a long, uncomfortable silence. Then as we were driving towards Interstate, I asked Nate, what is your favorite subject in school? And he said, math. One word. Silence. So I deliberately tossed him what I figured was a dumb question to ask a 14-year-old, saying, are you into calculus? He said, no, algebra and geometry. Conversation improved, and I asked, what other subjects in school do you find interesting? Nate said, I like chemistry. In fact, I like to read chemistry books like other people read paperback novels. But it doesn't matter. Nobody cares. And he said, I know almost the whole periodic chart for memory, and I do know the six noble gases for memory for sure. The Water Bureau Operations, Water Quality, and Regulatory Compliance Departments are a brainy bunch with chemists and biologists on staff. As I introduced Nate around the office, I would say, this is Nate, our new intern. Nate, please tell Kathy the six noble gases. Nate would recite the noble gases with his chin and shoulders would go up a little, and Kathy would say, Nate, you're going to fit right in. As Nate and I worked together on projects, we talked about his concept of what work was supposed to be like, and his concept was, you got to have a hard boss and drudgery. And I explained, I feel life is short, and you simply have to make up your mind to have a good time while you work. I told him the best thing to bring to work was a good attitude. And it was just as important to bring attributes of honesty, reliability, and being on time. As we discussed practical things like, well, and then we discussed practical things like nothing is ever perfect, and there would be good and bad days. Mike Sheets, our water quality manager, designed a schedule that provided our intern with opportunities to participate in a variety of jobs that could be possibilities in his future. For his age, Nate learned many complicated things amazingly well and accepted responsibility when needed. While his office and social skills were youthful, Nate responded well to constructive feedback. Our department's participation as mentors and teachers for an intern in the Youth Corps was amazingly positive and productive for our own staff, often illuminating practices we were taking for granted at work while we were teaching and explaining this to someone else. It was a tremendous blessing to us. The administrative skills and guidance from the mayor's office and IRCO were positively commendable. Remember when I told you Nate and I first walked to the car, he seemed to be drooping? He was like a plant that needed water. Nate's participation in the Youth Corps was like watering the leaves of his soul and the leaves of his spirit and the leaves of the hope of his future. As we neared the end of the Youth Corps program, I observed Nate's remarkable progress, skills, and abilities, and a frightening concept came to mind. What if Nate had not been in the program this summer? What if instead he fell in with some criminal elements and began training and using his considerable skills and intelligence to generate criminal profit? In this instance, I believe the Youth Corps program has taken Nate, had an at-risk kid, and moved him firmly away from the possibilities of crime towards the possibility of being a productive member of our community. There is no doubt in my mind of the value of the Youth Corps to our city's future. In a word, I would describe this program as noble. Thank you for the incredible adventure in participating. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Very well said.
So that's going to be a very, very hard speech to follow. So I'm going to interject here that unfortunately I have to leave. I was for 17 years a parent in Portland Public Schools. I think this is a fantastic program. I was also a nurse at OHSU for 22 years. If any of you are thinking of going to nursing, good choice. I was previously committed to go to an event for the National Alliance for Mental Illness. So I wanted to, before I leave, say thank you to everybody for this program. Thank you to Mayor Adams for starting it. Thank you to Tiffany and to Tatiana and to Sun, to Work Systems Inc., to Jane Ames, one of my heroines, and should be a heroine for the entire city and the work that she's done for public schools, Benson High School, the bureaus and the offices who've taken the time to do this great work. Most of all, Portland's youth. You are still our future, and we are so proud of you, the things that you have chosen to do in this program and throughout your lives. You face challenges that I never faced in my teenage years, and you're doing a good job. Keep it up. So I want to close with the words of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who said, "We cannot always build the future for our youth, but we can build our youth for the future." And that's what this program has done, and I thank you all for participating. And again, I'm sorry I have to leave.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Good evening, Mayor Adams and Commissioners. My name is Taryn Meyer. I work for the Bureau of Environmental Services in the Pollution Prevention Group. The program I work in is called the Coordinated Site Analysis Program. And Clark Henry from the Brownfield Program and myself had two Youth Corps students. We definitely were not 100% prepared for the situation. We had the IRCO students the previous year, and in the beginning, we're not sure what to expect. We're housed down at the Pioneer Towers, so our office is very lawyers, financial folks, so difficult for a 14-year-old to fit into on a daily basis. But after getting into the program, I thought, in understanding what it was all about, I realized how incredible it was and what a great opportunity for students in their situation. We definitely have a few people in my group who struggled through high school and on to getting that college education. I was on the 20-year program myself. Took me a long time to get my geology degree.
16 years for me.
So we had a lot of stories to tell, you know, issues with our own childhood and how we overcame it, and some of this, you know, words of wisdom that we heard that, you know, put us on the right path or the right person that we were somehow introduced to and became friends with, that just was the one and person that, you know, changed our path. So we really believe that the program was important for Raylan Harris and for Ryan Landry. They both come from incredibly struggling backgrounds. Raylan skipping school was her big issue, and Ryan had issues with fighting. So the experience working with them was awesome at times, and they definitely got a great experience. Our program, I think, is a perfect program, the Roundfield program and the Coordinated Site, because we do a lot of work out in the field. We do a lot of work on stream restorations, brownfield programs that show the students how valuable it is to clean up a site, that it helps out the community. We have pipe projects. We also had them do some, of course, some boring in-office work, but they still managed to get the work done and were a benefit to us, and especially they arranged our files, which are humongous, in a matter of, I think it was a day and a half, which I thought was going to take them at least a couple weeks. So it was a good, really good experience. We definitely had some struggles. I mean, these kids were, you know, for example, some of the street kids outside our building were somehow related to one of our students. So that was an issue. They would come over and talk to us as we moved from the Pioneer Towers up to the Portland building. So we had some days where there was some crying over issues from home. Sun really helped us in coaching and helping to work through some of the struggles that they were having with their parents or issues. So that was so awesome, because we definitely didn't have the, you know, education to deal with those problems. So we had a lot of career exposure that that I think really showed up in the presentation. I don't know how many people were there at the presentations, but both of our students presented what they had learned through a PowerPoint, and we were all like extremely surprised on how well they did, you know, including diagrams of the whole wastewater treatment plant, to showing the Oak's Bottom, the frogs, the, you know, everything. They just did a really awesome job, and I think people were very, very impressed. And I would really like to participate in this program again. I think it's really important. I think that any word, any advice that can be given to these students may get them to the next grade, or, you know, out of high school, or maybe even on to college.
Thank you very much.
So, yeah, thank you so much to Sun, Tatiana. And
George.
Hello, Mayor Adams and commissioners. My name is George Weatheroy, and I'm a sergeant with the Portland Police Bureau. And